We're closing down on kindness and goodness tonight. I really cannot believe that we have spent 6 weeks on a little thing like kindness and goodness, but we have needed it, and it has been good for me and for you. I've heard too much talk, so I know it's been very good for all of us, and we have grown. I know that. I know we have grown in it. You know, kindness and goodness has been our subject for the last few weeks. Let me just share a couple of things with you here. I got an email. It was dated July 23rd. It says, breaking news, and this was the story. In 2010, a group of youth leaders began to dream. They dreamt of a city where hurt, pain, and rejection were overcome by value, hope, and love. They came up with the idea of holding a 10-week campaign through their youth ministry, which mobilized their youth to reach their city with practical acts of love. By the end of the 10-week period, the youth ministry had doubled, and thousands of acts of love had been done throughout the community. Due to the success of the campaign, the team felt led to share it with other youth ministries. 9 months later, this program, now known as the Love is Our Weapon campaign, is now being done by 10,000 people from 132 churches representing 12 denominations across 6 nations. Wow. The current acts of love counter, which people click on the website, once they do a love deed in their local community, it has reached 14,000 and is growing every day. Acts of kindness and love. When asked about the success of Love is Our Weapon, the director says, "We are amazed by how an idea so simple can be used so effectively. Our heart is that whole communities will be changed by the love of Jesus." Amazing, huh? Of course, there's all those amazing stories. I don't know if you've heard about this. This has been around for a while. But you may have heard about this. At 9:20 a.m., a woman used the Starbucks drive-thru. She decided to pay for the order of the person behind her. This kept going nonstop from person to person through the drive-thru until 1 p.m. without being broken. A total of 142 customers each paid for the person behind them. There is no small acts of kindness. There is no little good work. You have no idea how those things will ripple and affect more people than you'll ever know, by just a small act of kindness even. And that's just a couple of examples of things. That's just amazing. And you know there are stories upon stories out there like that. We've been talking about, and we went back to the scripture where Jesus said to his followers, how many of you are a follower of Jesus Christ in here? Then these words he spoke to you too. And what he spoke to them was that they were the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And we've spent some time through these weeks comparing the fruit of goodness to salt and comparing the fruit of kindness to light, hence your little table decorations of your salt shaker and your candle, because we're talking about kindness and goodness, salt and light. And we have been increasing in kindness and goodness these last few weeks, and I know that I personally have grown in ways that I did not ever expect. And I know from so many comments that I've heard from you all, talking to me and talking to each other, and by this wall of honor, which I know is just a tiny percentage of the wonderful kindness and goodness you all do every day. And by those things, I know for sure that you also have been growing in kindness and goodness. You know, it's like we said from the very beginning, if you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you have all the kindness you need. You have all the goodness you need. But what we have done these last few weeks is to get in touch with that and say, okay, I'm going to cooperate with those two things, and I am going to work with it, and I am going to see it operate more efficiently in my life. And I have seen that, and I believe you have seen that too. So that's a very exciting thing. And you know, when I looked over the weeks, and of course many of these things, these are wonderful acts of kindness, good works. They're wonderful things. And it may seem to some people that we're just focusing on that, doing things. You know, how much can you do? And you know, I've tried to stress very much from the beginning, this is not about you. It is about Christ in you. And it is about the fruit of the Spirit increasing in you. So we've tried to emphasize that, you know, but I think still sometimes we might get the idea, well, we're just talking about doing things, you know, going out and doing kind things and doing good works. And that's been good. That's been challenging for us in so many ways. And it's also transformed us in many ways, I believe. And I'm trusting that we hold on to these lessons and let it continue on. But, you know, what I want to close out with is this. All of the wonderful acts of kindness and all of the good works cannot happen unless you first have an attitude of kindness and goodness in your heart. You see, there's a lot of people who could do this on their own will. They could say, I'm going to go out and I'm going to see how many people I can be kind to today. And that might work for a while. But I'm telling you, if it's not birthed out of your attitude, of your heart, it's not going to last and it's not going to fulfill you. It's just going to be works, empty works. And it has to be birthed out of our hearts, out of our spirit. You know, the definition that we've been using for goodness, well, we've used two, but it's been godly. It's goodness is a godly lifestyle and behavior. Or put really simply, goodness is being good and doing good, okay? But I want us to understand tonight, you cannot behave good for an extended time without first developing a lifestyle of goodness inside of you. It takes that first before those good works will be manifested out of you. You know, you can't do good without first learning how to be good. Our definition of goodness, being good and doing good. You have to be good first. And by that, I mean, we talked about already how that we have already been declared good by Jesus Christ, by his act. And we are full of the goodness of God. But we have to, like we've done these last few weeks, get in touch with that and realize this is true. And it is in us, and we can cooperate with it, and we can learn how to walk in it fuller and better. So you have to have that understanding before you can really go out and behave and do good works efficiently and well and satisfying. So it's an interesting thing. Now, our definition of kindness has been simply love in action. When you are kind to someone, you're just doing, it's love in action. It's love that you can see, all right? It's visible. Your kindness is love in action. But here's the deal. You can't operate in kindness if you first don't have love. If it's love in action, you can't have kindness operating out of you if you don't have love within you. It's an attitude of the heart is where this all begins. You know, you have to have love first before you can possibly put that love into action. All right? Now, what am I trying to say here? What I want to leave with us as we close this out is to remind us that kindness and goodness is an inside job. It starts with an attitude of the heart or within your spirit man. That's where it starts. You know, the acts of kindness and good works are just a result of your heart attitude. Out of the abundance of the heart, not only will you speak, but you will do. It's not how many acts of kindness, and it's not how many good works we can do. What it is why do we do them? And that's what I want us to be reminded of tonight. Why do we do them? Is it just so Sherry can be glad that we got this whole wall full? That's not a good enough reason. Is it just so, you know, we can get our project done and we won't look bad because our table didn't do anything? That's not a good enough reason. It's not about what you do. It's not about how you behave. It's about why you're doing it. So it's a heart attitude. And I want to share with you Romans 12:1 from the Message paraphrased Bible. And I thought about this as I was putting these notes down, because a number of years ago we went to a youth conference, and the theme of that was from the inside out. And it was talking about how that God will change you from the inside out. And this is the verse they used. And they used it out of the Message. So that's why I want you to look at it in the Message. It's on your outline. Here's what it says. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. It continues. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. It continues. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. And here's the kicker. When we do these things, you'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Do it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out in you, develops well-formed maturity in you. And I wanted to use that scripture because that is the key tonight. Kindness and goodness is an inside job. And it happens from the inside out. You know, as Christians, we talked about it time and time again. We have already received God's very own nature. But how do we embrace it? And how do we let it change us from the inside out? That's what we've been doing these last few weeks. Is we have been trying to remind ourselves and teach ourselves to embrace what God's already done in us. He's given us that goodness and kindness. Now we're trying to understand and to learn and to practice embracing it. And that's all we're talking about here, is cooperating with what's already there and letting it change. And the answer, the whole answer to this thing, is God's word. It's all pivotable upon this. And it just is. You know, there's a saying I came across. I don't know if one of y'all sent this to me. I'm sorry, I didn't remember who it was, but came through the email. It works something like this. There's an old Cherokee that told his grandson, "My son, there's a battle between two wolves inside of us all. One is evil. It is anger and jealousy and greed and resentment and inferiority, lies, ego, and selfishness. But the other wolf is good. It's joy and peace and love and kindness and goodness and gentleness and faithfulness and self-control." So the boy thought about what his wise grandfather was telling him, and as he thought about it, he asked this question of his grandfather. He said, "Well, grandfather, which wolf wins?" And the old Cherokee quietly and wisely replied, "The one you feed." And in order to grow God's nature that's already inside of you, you have to feed it. And this is what you feed it, the Word of God, to make it strong, to understand it, to know how to operate it and how to walk in it. We feed it with the Word of God. You know, when you believe what you believe, will either be based on the Word of God or it's going to be based on what the world tells you. That's really your two choices. Whatever you believe in, whatever your belief is, it's going to be based on this or it's going to be based on the world's thinking, one or the other. And by reading and by studying and by thinking on the scriptures concerning, you know, all these scriptures that we can go to that tell you who you are in Christ, the scriptures in here, they will build your foundation on what you believe. As you feed on that word and it becomes truth to you, nothing will shake it from you. No matter what anybody says to you that makes you feel inferior, you're going to remember the word and it's going to rise up. Why? Because you fed that. You fed that and it's going to be strong in you and it's going to rise up and say, that's not what the word says. That's not true. And it'll be strong in you. As we read and study and think on the scriptures concerning kindness and goodness, then what's going to happen? It's going to give you that firm foundation on those things. You are going to have your belief system about goodness and kindness, and it's going to be based on what the word says about it. And it's so important. And, you know, all these weeks we've had these candles on this table, and we have never lit them. So tonight we are going to light them. And just symbolically tonight, because I'm telling you, your kindness and your goodness cannot grow if you don't feed it with the Word of God. You have on your table a little matchbook that is covered and it says the Word of God on it. And if you'll look around and find that little matchbox. And if you'll find that, and I would like for you to just symbolically light your candle, please. Yes, really light it. Yes. Absolutely. Now be careful. Don't start any big fires or anything. Not tonight. Good. I see them all lit. Guys, that's just to symbolize this. That little matchbook made up to look like the Word of God, that is what will cause your kindness to shine greater and bigger as you feed it with the Word. And, of course, your salt also, the goodness. We can't like salt, so, you know. This is all very symbolic to let you realize, guys, it is the Word of God that will equip you to hook up with what's already within you and to grow that kindness and that goodness, okay? Now, I just want to remind you that as you've done that, that our belief is based on God's word. See, it's where you, what you believe in. Is it the word or is it the world? What's your belief system? When our belief is based on God's word, then what's going to happen is you're going to find out, because I believe what this word says, it'll start changing the way you think. Because you've decided and you've settled within you, I believe this. I believe I have the kindness of God within me already. I believe I can operate in that. If I have that as a firm foundation of belief, then it will start changing my thinking. And I will think that way too, because I'll agree with what I believe in. And as our thoughts start agreeing with God's thoughts, then it's going to also change the way you talk. So you're not going to say anymore, I'm not kind, or I didn't do anything kind today. That's a lie. Because I know you guys. You couldn't go a whole day without doing something kind. It's impossible. So you start speaking according to the word. I have the fruit of kindness within me. I am growing and nurturing that kindness within me every day. You've got your belief in God's word. You've changed your thinking about it, and then it comes out your mouth, and it's going to agree with that. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And as you begin to speak the truth of God's word, then what's going to happen automatically is as your beliefs and as your thinking and as your talking begins to agree with God's word, guess what's going to happen next? Your behavior is going to match it. That's what you guys have been doing all these weeks. We have set the foundation of God's word concerning kindness and goodness. You have had some thought changes in your mind that, yes, I can operate in this. Yes, I do have this. You have been speaking things differently. You have been noticing and you've been saying to someone, that was very kind of you. Write your card down. You changed your thinking. You changed your speaking. And then automatically you're going to change the way you behave. What's happened here? You have just increased your fruit. You just increased it. What we've been striving for all this year, you just saw it in operation so clearly on this teaching. And it's all because we embraced the word. We embraced the word for your beliefs. And you'll find that when we embrace the word, it will start changing you from the inside out. We've seen it in action. Right here in your very lives, at your very tables, you've seen it in action. I hope some light bulbs are going on, because I'm telling you, it works for everything, not just kindness and goodness. All right? It's an amazing process. That growth process works in you from the inside out. Like I said earlier, it's an inside job. Okay? It has to start in the heart. You're the salt of the earth. I'm looking at the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. That's who you are. Because God said we are. And I believe his word. And I'm going to think like his word. And I'm going to speak like his word. And I'm going to act like the salt and the light of this world. That's what we're talking about here, increasing. You know, if we're going to claim as a church, as a group of as Christians, as the church as a whole, as believers in Jesus Christ, if we're going to claim to be the salt, then guess what we should be? Salty. And we talked about that a few weeks ago, what that would mean and what that would look like. If we're going to claim to be the light of the world, and we're not claiming that because we're all that, we're claiming that because we believe the word. If we're going to claim that we are the light of the world, then we ought to be bright enough to light the way for other people to come. And that's what we've been learning and growing in. If we're going to call ourselves the church, then let's make sure that we're a useful church. Let's make sure that we're a life-changing church. A church that actually fulfills God's purpose, what we were created to do here on this earth, and that is to be the salt of the world, to be the light. And that's what we've been doing. That's what we've been learning, is how to do this. How to actually do this. Not just talk about doing it, but really put some feet to it and do it. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. You know, as the salt and the light, we need to speak the gospel. That just means the word, the good news. We need to speak the gospel every chance we get. We need to live the gospel. We need to really be the salt and the light. And we need to act out the gospel. Because when we do that, what we've done is we've just really joined God on his mission. And what is his mission? It's to redeem the world back to him. And that's the whole idea. You know, as we close this out, I just want to remind you, it's time to pass the salt and shine the light. And we have been learning how to do that. Or you could say, it's time to pass the goodness and shine the kindness.
This has been a production of Cornerstone Church in Grove, Oklahoma. For more information about Cornerstone, you can call 918-786-6164 or send an email to info@cornerstonechurchofgrove.com. Thanks for listening.